John, how many people do you know that still work 9 to 5?
You know, not too many.
I thought about this last night. I couldn't think of one of my friends that still has a 9 to 5 job.
Well, cashiers at my grocery store, I think, are the only ones.
Do they? Yeah. Actually, the cashier at my grocery store works like 7 to 2 or something. Well, in any case, this whole issue of work hours, flexibility, even things like leaves of absence and job sharing, that's all going to be talked about in Washington today. President Obama and the First Lady are trying to increase flexibility in the workplaces. They're holding a workplace flexibility forum today in Washington, and they'll be meeting with CEOs, labor leaders, policy experts, and small business owners to talk about how they can make workplaces more flexible to benefit both American families and our business owners. Joining us again, Carol Rose, the Chief Knowledge Officer for Flex Paths and author of Work-Life Effectiveness, Bottom Line Strategies for Today's Workplace. And also with us, Leanne Schuler. She quit her job as an accountant to get a more flexible life as a self-employed person. Leanne, from all accounts, you loved being an accountant. You loved crunching numbers. You were making a very good living doing it. Why did you leave?
Good morning, Celeste. Yes, actually, I did make a very good living doing it, and I really did enjoy it. But the flexibility that I have now, being an independent business owner, I get to come and go as I please, and I set my own hours. I basically work when I want to work, and for however long I want to work. There's no more going to my employer to say, can I have time off? Can I take my vacation now? I'm in charge of that now.
And that trumps your salary as an accountant and what you describe as very fulfilling work, something you loved doing.
Yes, actually it does. Being an independent business owner, I did not take on this prospect lightly. I did the numbers since I was an accounting geek. I did the numbers. I make more now working out of my home at my own business than I did when I worked in corporate America. Celeste, you have to take into an account, there is no drive time for me. Some people are commuting 45 minutes to an hour. They're buying corporate clothes.
But you got a pretty good parking space, too, right, Leanne?
What do you work in,
yes,
Leanne?
Yes, I got a great parking place, John. Thank you.
Do you work in your pajamas, Leanne?
Do I work in my pajamas?
Yeah.
No, I treat my business as my business.
Okay.
Do I wear my sweats? Yes.
Okay. Carol Rose, you are the Chief Knowledge Officer for Flex Paths. Where is Flex Paths? Do you have an actual office building where everyone comes into work and works an eight-hour day?
We actually are a virtual company. I actually work for Martha's Vineyard. We try to practice what we preach because we help organizations create flexible work cultures so that both people can be productive and the organizations can be successful. So we try to live the message.
Carol, I got to ask you, this whole idea about workplace flexibility is an old one. I mean, it started decades ago when the society, American society, was trying to transition from the idea of the worker as the male breadwinner who had a wife at home taking care of the house and the kids. And then suddenly it became that wasn't the case for every American family, and they had to kind of change our ideas about jobs. But it's no longer a women's movement issue, flexibility, right?
Oh, totally, Celeste. It's really everybody's movement, because flexibility in how and where and when work is done is the way that people today need to manage their career and their lives, their work and their lives. And there's such diversity. You can't really predict by any, you know, age, gender, job category, the need for flexibility. It's really driven by, you know, very personal reasons. And what we're finding today is we're helping organizations, instead of trying to judge the person and the reason why they need flexibility, we're helping organizations really understand that this is in their best interest, that flexibility is really a way for them to get and keep the best talent. I mean, this is a perfect example of Leanne. If she had gotten the flexibility that she wanted to work in the way that she needed to, perhaps she'd still be with that organization. They lost that talent. To keep talent, to really address their business needs, you know, globally, to reduce costs. So there's a lot of business case for organizations. It's in their self-interest to create flexible environments.
Leanne, you are in the telemarketing business now, right?
That is correct.
Which is a business that really lends itself to working from home and having these kind of flexible schedules. But would you understand that there are some jobs that where you just can't do that, like a bank teller?
Yes, actually, I would understand that, Celeste. But let me say, regarding the flexibility, I really believe all businesses do need to adapt to flexibility because when as things go on in people's life, they really need that flexibility. Myself, personally, I am very thankful that I'm an independent business owner now. I'm a breast cancer survivor. I did not have to worry to go to my employer like that bank teller will. If it ever comes upon her to go to her employer to say, I need time off because I have cancer.
Carol.
And then you worry about losing your job.
I mean, you don't have insurance issues, do you, Leanne?
No, I do not. All right. I have health insurance.
Well, that's great to hear. Carol Rose, how do you get employers to actually take this seriously? I mean, the White House forum today is going to be all about, you know, everybody making nice and feeling like flexibility is a good idea. But like family leave, unless there's some sort of teeth to a law, you're not going to get employers to actually take this seriously.
Well, there are different forms of flexibility. And so companies are really changing their policies and their practices because they get the message that it's in their self-interest. And I just want to go back to the point that Celeste made about the bank teller. There are different kinds of flexibility. So what Leanne is doing working from home may not be right, obviously, for someone who needs to be physically at the workplace. But adjusting time, schedules, those kinds of things can be done. So theoretically, just about any job, I mean, in a sense, you all are job sharing. So any job can be flexible. And clearly there's some policy things, you know, legal things that are being looked at to you know, have enforcement. But organizations are really, many of them are trying. The key for organizations is to provide managers and employees with the tools they need, the resources they need, so that they can create a flexible work environment. Just having a policy on the books doesn't make change happen.
Carol.
And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Carol Rose is the Chief Knowledge Officer for FlexPaths, author of Work-Life Effectiveness. And Leanne Schuler quit her job as an accountant. She's now a self-employed telemarketer. We want to get your take on this, too. If you could make your own hours, would you be more productive? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.